It's now 6:31, and good morning. This is Morning Edition on NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. Illinois leaders have expressed concern about the availability of federal disaster assistance as communities across the state continue recovering from a series of destructive tornadoes and severe storms. Governor Pritzker says obtaining federal assistance remains a concern, and during a news conference yesterday, he said local and state officials are still assessing storm damage before submitting requests for federal aid. He called FEMA a mess and says they have cut back on assistance and have also been slow to respond. FEMA says it has not yet received requests for federal assistance related to the most recent storms. On the Senate floor, U.S. Senator Dick Durbin also voiced concerns about federal disaster relief. He says there is a lack of urgency and says it's no place to play politics. The National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado that struck southern Illinois on Sunday was an EF3 and had peak winds of about 140 miles per hour. The tornado first touched down in Jefferson County, then traveled 14 miles into Wayne County. Two people from Mount Vernon were reported killed. Five people were hurt. The Peoria Riverfront Museum President John Morris says the participation of his organization in the upcoming Great American State Fair in Washington is not intended to be political. That event on the National Mall is organized by the White House-backed Freedom 250 organization. And Morris says the museum volunteered for Illinois when the state opted against having an official presence.
There was no partisan motive for doing it. There is only the motive of being proud of our state and wanting to represent it at the official celebration on the National Mall.
Morris says his understanding is Illinois chose not to participate for budgetary reasons. Several other Democratic-led states have also declined. Archer Daniels Midland is making a commitment to invest in its future. In central Illinois, ADM announcing it will add $103 million to modernize operations in Decatur. The project will enhance soy crush and refining operations, improve protein production lines, and modernize storage elevators and corn milling capabilities. Illinois Department of Ag Assistant Director Christy Jones says the company is a major economic contributor to the region. ADM is receiving support from a state tax credit program for that project. High around 80 and sunny today. This is NPR, Illinois.